Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening to have you folks out for a Monday night. February 24th, 2014. Good to have you folks with us tonight on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary L. Wimmer. I'm going to be one of your hosts, the fine, talented, insightful, beautiful, and wise co-hosts, DC Love and Mystic Haven. So before I go any further, I'm going to let my two co-hosts introduce themselves to you. This is DC Love. DC, how are you doing tonight, my dear?
I'm doing great, Gary. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. They all said hi.
Hi. Oh, great. Okay, I just like to say I am DC Love. I'm also known as Doreen Catherine. And my friends that know me, they call me a small, medium, at large. I'm a natural channeler. I'm a healer and an empath. And I do consider myself an old soul, and I've been very blessed to have the gift of channeling. I channeled my loved ones from the other side, and I've been to heaven a few times. I have a background in law enforcement, private investigation, and I'm a wife, a mom, a grandmother. But my biggest mission right now is the mission I'm on, and it's to help people in a loving way. And love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. And I'm just love. I'm DC Love.
That's a beautiful introduction, and it is a fact. You are a very wise, beautiful lady, and we've talked before, and it's always good to have to work a show with you. And let's both welcome also tonight with us Miss Mystic Haven, who also goes by Dawn. Dawn, Mystic Haven, how are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing well, Gary. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Alegria.
Hello. Roaring of the crowd.
Yeah, we missed everybody last week.
Tell us about yourself, Mystic.
Well, let's see. I am a natural-born psychic medium. Those of you who know me on Facebook know me as Dawn Mitchell, also Mystic Haven. I tend to give readings based on what is shown through spirit, messages that are given, warnings that are given, and anytime messages, if they come through from others who have passed, again, whatever is shown or told. I am also a non-denominational ordained minister, and I have a background in the medical field. So I also have the Natural Mystic Haven, Bath and Body line, Herbal Tea, Holistic line, and I am also the owner of Mystic Haven, which is more along, like the same products, but along magical lines, and being a high priestess of the craft, a lot of those, you know, also revolve around magic and working with spirit, and basically everything that I do, I do to help others, you know, whether it's through a reading or holistic healing or energy. It's all, you know, for the better good of everybody.
So I take it then you believe the golden rule is a good thing. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, what
Amen.
You send out doesn't come back. Yes, you know, so it's better to do things with love, even if it's something that you may not, you know, difficulties you may be having. If you handle things with love and just give it to the universe, it's amazing what will be returned. Yes.
It is true. I'm so honored to be with both Dawn, Mystic Haven, and DC Love. A little about myself in a nutshell. I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s and in the early 70s. A lot of people did my chart and said, oh, you've got a lot of natural ability at this. And so I started giving readings in the early 70s. I started understanding that all these intuitive hunches I had since a kid were actually the fact that I was a fairly psychic person. In 1977, I had a near-death experience. I wrote about it in a book. You can Google it or check on Amazon or Kindle. It's called The Second in Eternity. I also have a show on Thursday nights called The Second in Eternity on Blog Talk Radio. The book is about a near-death experience I had, which showed me exactly what Dawn was talking about a minute ago, and Miss DC's name is Love, because I experienced infinite love, which seemed like for an eternity. That's the reason I named the book that way, but it was only a second or so on Earth time. I've never been the same since, because I realized, just as Dawn and DC's name state, that love is where we all came from. It's where everything came from, infinite love. Came back from that experience, mind blown. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings by using stones called lithomancy, and I used that as my main system since 1980. Wrote a book about the system because there's nothing written on it, or very little. It's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's Lithomancy. And for those of y'all that we're going to be doing readings for several of you folks tonight, those of y'all who want a general reading, lithomancy will cover 3 months, and I'll do it in just a couple minutes, so I'll cover a lot of issues over the next couple months. Or you can ask any of us or all of us a specific question. We'll probably take the first couple readers and try to rotate, get everybody a little taste of what we do, so you can find out more about us on Psychics Gone Wild. That's psychicsgonewild.com. You can find out about Miss DC Love, Mystic Haven, myself, Gary Wimmer. And so that's, in a nutshell, what we're going to be doing tonight. And having said that, we're going to move to area code 760. And just to let you folks know, if you did dial in, press 1. So we'll see you in the host room, though you want to make a comment or get a reading. And following 760, we'll be going to 570 and 626. So I'll try to keep you folks a little area code ahead. 760, who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, this is April.
April, what a beautiful name. April Come She Will, one of my favorite songs.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I was wondering, are you the one giving the reading, or do you need a question?
We'll kind of all do one. Well, who would you like to start with? You've got three possibilities, myself, DC, and Mystic Haven, and believe me, any of us are interested. So just choose one, and we'll go from there.
I'm being drawn to say you.
Okay, well, I'll give you a short 3-minute reading on the next couple months, and we're going to have both DC Love and Mystic Haven add a couple comments. We'll do that for the first couple readers, so you get a 3-for-1 to kind of get an idea of what we all do. And as time goes by, we'll probably rotate so we can get as many people as we can. So what I'm doing, April, and for the rest of you listeners, I use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and 6 stones on life. I hold them under my hands, charge them up, and in just a moment, when I tell you I'm ready, I'll ask you to say drop. And when I hear you say drop, I drop them into this piece of leather. It's about 3 feet long, a little thin strip. It makes a circle about 14 inches in diameter. And I read it like the clock. So that's basically try to give you a visual. And you can see a lot on my website. Having said that, April, just wanted to give you a kind of a visual idea. But these stones are nice and warm, so all you have to do is say drop.
Drop.
You're ready to go, girl.
Yes,
well, it feels like you really are ready to go, because there's a lot of things from the past and from history and from healing that you're feeling this real determination to make big breakthroughs now. And that's going to be very helpful for you. Very helpful for you. Because by the next week and a half to two, even though you feel a lot of communication problems and blockage and so forth, almost because of sheer determination, within the next week and a half or two, you're going to bring yourself to a point of power where you can really deal with relationships, issues, plans, commitments, and so forth from a very empowering perspective, where you're going, a very spiritual perspective. And that brings a lot of very positive changes into your life and your environment by the second into the third week here, that gives you the emotional ability, knowledge, methods, so forth, to be able to have a lot of changes in your life, the way you look at love. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like there's a whole new rebirth of things because of things that have been cleared out from in the past. And that's what's so empowering. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've got the love stone next to play stone, next to Uranus and Neptune. So not only are you gaining a lot spiritually through what you're learning and what you're applying, but it's going to have a very profound effect of bringing love back into your environment, into your plans, into your hopes, into your dreams. And it's going to bring a fresh sense of love, like updated, like new software, a new way of looking at things. And it's going to help you make a lot of fresh plans on your life. About the fifth and sixth week on, you've got the life stone just saying from the sixth to the 12th week, you're going to just create a lot of luck for yourself. Communication is much more effective. Things you start on, you learn to follow through on, and you get cooperation and support. So it's a good thing all this stuff has come to the surface. It's going to help you identify the problems, straighten them out, and do what you can. Because remember, you can't make someone else do what you'd like them to. We can only do what we can. But there's a lot of wisdom you're gaining through this. Now, that's kind of short and sweet. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes. Yes, I think it does.
Well, good. I'm going to go in alphabetical order here.
Thank
and
you.
Let Miss DC Love comment on that. DC, this is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm good, DC.
I'm good, hon. Hi. While you were talking, I drew a card, and the card is telling me that, are you possibly in an unhealthy situation?
No, I would say that I'm in, when you said that, I'm not currently in that, but I'm a little concerned.
Okay, because they're saying that what the angels are telling me is to tell you that it is safe for you to make your desired changes. And they're saying that you've been wanting to do so, but you're hesitating about something out of fear and about what the future may hold for you, hon. And how people may react to your decision. And it also validates that it is really now, it is time to leave, and that you are going to be happier and healthier if you do. And the angels are telling me that they're going to smooth your path and the transition that you need. You're going to have their help. They're going to give you their support. But they're also telling me that the sooner that you make a change, the sooner that you are going to experience the bliss that the future has in store for you, hon.
Okay.
And the angels, you know, they're saying that they're right there for you, honey. All you have to do is ask for their help. You know, and then they're going to help you, you know. But they're standing right by you, and they want to help. And they want to assist you, like, in this situation.
Okay.
And that's basically what I see, Dawn.
Yeah. I keep getting a lot of fear with that, too. Is there something specific?
Yes.
That you're looking, that's what I thought. What is it?
Yes. It's... you know, I divorced about 2 years ago, and I guess I was in a rush to just move on and signed an agreement that I was not going to get spousal support. It's been a rough road. There have been some major blips along the way for me, and I realized after 20 years of marriage that that was not in alignment for me to say that that was okay. So now I'm looking to go back into the agreement and say, I want to reverse that. I deserve to get spousal support. And my concern was more about what my children are going to think. In other words, the whole legality around that.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what is shown on this one here. Okay, it is showing... the judge, yeah, no, don't be surprised if you are asked, why did you wait so long? Okay, now it can be reversed. I know some places they won't let you do that, but I do feel that considering that, you know, they will take into consideration a lot of things, okay, mm-hmm. and they will look at a lot of things. So the more honest you are, the better. Mm-hmm. As far as what other people think, okay, that is their problem, okay?
Yeah.
And that's just being blunt about it, okay? That yeah. is, that's for them, okay?
Yeah.
You need
yeah.
to do what you need to do,
mm-hmm.
okay? Do so with love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keep
mm-hmm.
in mind, you know, other people may not like it, but that's their problem, not yours.
Right, right.
So I
was looking to find out whether I would succeed.
I feel that you probably will. It won't happen overnight mm-hmm. because you know, they have to, you know, kind of go back and reopen things. However, I do feel that it probably will.
Okay.
I mean, because they're showing a signing of papers here.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I bought into the whole I don't have the money to pay you idea. And just recently I started to really feel that that was not the truth from the very beginning, and I fell for it. You know what I mean? And I recognize the truth now.
Okay. You mean from the other party?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, deception here. Yeah, it's better that you do go through the courts to do this, because once you do that, that's a whole different ball of wax, and they're going to see that. They're not going to like it, but they'll just have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they are showing a signing of papers here. This is what Spirit is showing.
Okay?
So make sure you get wise legal counsel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very wise. Now I'm seeing they're showing... let me see, one gentleman, he's got dark hair, and these are attorneys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other, now, I think this is probably his assistant, legal assistant. She's got, like, it looks like shoulder-length brown hair,
mm-hmm.
younger than him, but they're very good. They're very good, so, you know, they will get this done for you.
Is it someone that I contacted already? By email?
I'm trying to see. I'm not seeing that. It's just showing the gentleman and the younger woman.
Okay. And is it something that will come to fruition in terms of starting this process pretty soon, in the pretty near
yes.
future?
Yes, because the Spirit is saying by the end of the year.
Oh.
Because it will take to do this. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you start the stuff now, because they, you know, they have to do, like I said, they have to review everything, bring it all back out, and then court dates have to be set, and there's going to be more than one.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm seeing the fall colors, so October, November. It should all be done and over with.
Okay.
Okay, but it does look, at this point right now, it does look, you know, to go in your favor.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds terrific. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
April, we hope that helps you. And for you, April, and all you callers, you can always go listen to the archives or download them. Actually, you can download your archives. So, April, you got three views. God bless you. Stay happy. And I think all three of us agree it's a good time for you. Be fearless, girl. Got nothing to fear but fear. Got nothing to fear but fear itself. Okay?
Right. Upwards and onwards. Thank you.
Amen,
welcome.
Girl. Glad to have you with us tonight.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And we are moving along. This is, let me see, where did they go? Area code 570. Are you there, 570?
Hi, how's everybody doing this evening?
Hi,
I'm Linda, and I just want to call and say hi and see if there was anything, nothing specific, just general that you know, would come up with and see anything for me. And that's basically what I was just interested in.
Well, we'll do this. Why don't you take it DC, and then we'll have Mr. Caven add some comments to that. Okay, ladies?
Sounds
okay,
good to me.
Sure.
DC, you have her. This is Linda.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
DC, are you there?
Yeah, it's cutting in and out. I don't know why. It's been doing that through the whole program, though.
Okay, the card, honey, that I got for you is vacuum away your fears. You've absorbed some energies of fear, and it could have been self-generated, and you're feeling tired, and you have to take time to cleanse away residual energies. You can conduct this process anywhere or anytime, even when other people are nearby, and you just you say to yourself, you know, you ask the archangels to come in and help you take away, like, all the negativity and, you know, visualize, like, a chakra hose just, you know, taking away, like, any toxic energy. So that's what I'm seeing, that you have a fear that, you know, that you're not letting go of. And I also see that you've got the power, use your abilities to resolve the situation, that you can do it.
Cool. Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing as well. You can resolve the situation.
Okay.
Dawn, you want to add to that? Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead, Dawn. Oh, okay.
Here.
Linda, where?
Yes.
Okay, you're 5750 area. Where are you?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know, but like what part?
In the, like, the Scranton area.
Oh, okay. I'm in PA, too. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. What part are you from?
I am in down by the Hershey area.
Oh, okay. I have a friend that lives down there, down in the Mountjoy area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. A lot of things I think are going to be coming up tonight with a lot of people surrounding fear and communication. Okay. Have you been having a situation with somebody revolving around communication?
Well, just basically, just in the job site, I guess. It's just always trying to communicate with different aspects of the working force. I guess that's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. It's almost like misunderstandings. Like not, you know what I mean? Like not seeing eye to eye on a few things here. And I don't know if a lot of people realize this. We are in the midst of a Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And personally, I hate those. I tend to go into hiding.
How long is that going to be in effect?
We're nearing the close of it, thank goodness.
Yes,
thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I'm not sure when
it
ends exactly, but anytime there's a Mercury retro going on, and these occur several times a year, it deeply affects our communications, our verbal communications,
mm-hmm.
also even with computers. There are more car accidents during this time than any other time of the year, for whatever reason. Our internets are screwed up, but most especially the verbal communications, there are more misunderstandings during that time. And it's almost like, you know, people are kind of like, you know, they might say something, somebody takes it the wrong way, not quite understand, you know what I mean, even though it wasn't meant to be a certain way. Usually when this occurs during a retro, it will pass, okay? But if somebody is taking something the wrong way, don't get too offended, because after the retro, 9 times out of 10, if they go back to it, they'll be like, oh, wait a minute, okay, now I understand what you were saying. It's almost like, you know, a cloud has been lifted. So, you know what I mean? So try to avoid any type of arguments with people, because they're showing not big things, but just like, you know, little bickery kind of stuff.
Sure.
So just kind of be aware of that and just understand this is a retro. We're almost done with it. So just kind of, if you see these things occurring around you, just kind of step back, because you don't want to get hit with it, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay. but that was something that really, you know, Spirit was saying, communication, there's a problem here, but it's the retro, it's going to pass.
So you'd say when this passes, things will start looking brighter kind of all the way around?
Yes, and it affects everybody. It does.
Okay.
It affects everybody. And most people, they're not aware of this. They're kind of like, I don't understand why, you know, this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's usually why. So
look at the Ukraine. Look at South America. Look at all the revolutions, the lack of communication, the distrust, the suspicion. That's all part of Mercury retrograde. It screws with everybody, unfortunately.
Does, but it also will bring a resolution to things as well as it gets closer to the end, and we are seeing that on a world basis. You know, but that's
okay.
Hope that helps you, Linda.
Oh, you have nothing to say?
Well, I do. Do you have a specific question? Do you want a quick 3-month reading?
Oh yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, I just. While you're there, I mean.
I will do it. We have a lot of callers,
thank you.
So I want to just announce the other callers. We've got several people calling in. We're probably going to rotate here if it's okay with my co-host. But just to let you folks know, 626-802 and 601, we will be getting to you pretty soon. So we're going to be on for an hour and a half tonight. We're only through with the first 30 minutes, and so we've got another full hour and 4 minutes. So you folks stick with us. Having said that, Linda, I'm charging up these 16 stones, and I call this 3 months in 3 minutes. So I'll go kind of fast here, just kind of hitting some highlights. And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop whenever it feels appropriate to you. Just drop, and I'll drop these stones and tell you what I see.
Okay.
Just say
I'm with
drop.
You. Okay, drop.
Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it feels like a lot of things are changing with you about emotions, about love, about plans. And I do see Mercury here right in the center. It is pointing backwards, so it's even accentuating what we were saying about Mercury retrograde. Now, during this first week or two, because this has been a time to process a lot of things, to think about what's both going wrong and what you can do to make things right. That's why there's been this sort of delay and this sort of confusion you felt. As you go through this first week and a half to 2 weeks, really center on your purposefulness, your goodness, your love, what you can provide, what makes you worthy and powerful and love yourself and that sort of thing. Because as you do, not only is it going to heal a lot of issues about, you know, things with men, problems in the past, how it's affected your home and so forth, it's going to help a lot of that get cleared out by the third and fourth week. And by the fifth and sixth week here, you have the life stone. The life stone pointing right at the magic stone. So things are going to really speed up here in about the fourth and fifth and sixth week as opposed to how slow they've been going.
Mm-hmm.
And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, because of what you've been processing, what you're learning, and how you're getting your emotions back in line with how you want to feel, how you want life to work, how you want to feel and see things, by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, that's all showing results. So you're actually able to see how much you've not only gotten in strength, but how much you can continue plans about career, about life, about opportunity, and about relationships. And from the seventh and eighth week on, it feels like things are so much more in balance for you. So if things are a little confusing and a little bit stressful, it's okay. Put yourself back into this state of love and purposefulness, and you're going to start finding these little decisions going to be easier to make about everything. And there's going to be a lot of surprises for you coming up and a lot of clearing out by the third, fourth, and fifth week. Be inspired, girl. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. It kind of does. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Well,
so
you did well
in 3 months and 3 minutes. You did fabulous.
3 months and 3 minutes. And I'm honored for the insight with Miss DC Love and Miss Mystic Haven joining me. And Linda,
yes,
you can always listen back on the archives.
You all have a great night, and I thank you, and I wish you love and stay warm. And we'll see you again.
God bless you.
All
right,
take care.
Know about
God bless you. Take care.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Linda. And folks, remember, you can always check us out on psychicsgonewild.com and find out a little bit about all of us. We have a lot of callers tonight, so what are you ladies thinking about rotating? Would y'all be for that?
Yeah.
DC, Dawn?
Yeah.
Want to try it a little bit?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right, as you folks know, on Psychics Gone Wild, everything is unpredictable. Everything's wild, so we've got a lot of callers, and to get to everybody, we're going to rotate. So, tell you what, 626, let me get you on here, and you can choose who you want a reading from, and then we'll rotate in that order. 626, who are we speaking to?
Yes, my name is Angel.
Angel?
I want a lifting, yes.
Okay, I'll give you a lithomancy reading, and we will let 802 go to Dawn and 601 go to Mr. Caven, just to kind of give you folks all a little taste of what we do. Angel, that's a neat name, man. I like that.
Thank you.
You don't hear many men named Angel. It must be a compliment to you somewhere down there, brother. But having said that, Angel, I'm charging up these 16 stones. And when you say drop, I'm going to drop them into this circle and tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
There you go, brother. Okay, well, you've had a lot of changes in mood, in emotions, maybe in relationships, but it's also feeling like it's a very fresh change for you in a lot of ways. There's been a lot of things about love and balance and harmony that it feels like just in the next couple weeks, you're learning a lot about. And it feels like you're getting in a situation where you're going to have a lot of fresh surprises in the next week and a half to 2 weeks, probably because you're ready for them, probably more than you realize, and you're, it's almost like you're learning how to see, how to get very lucky with yourself, how to dream and hope and have things actually work out, not everything, but like a better percentage than before, that sort of thing. Because by the second and the third week, you're going to be very aware of how you emotionally being, like thinking free in some sort of way, being free, feeling yourself balanced and creative, feeling yourself with a magic stone saying right now is the time to really see a whole reversal in the way things unfold. And by the second and third week, you're going to start seeing a lot of results because of that. And it affects a lot of things about your place and about commitments and about problems with love being healed, such that by the third and fourth week here, it feels like you really have brought in this new dimension to yourself and to your life. There's new plans being made, and you've cleared out a lot of these things. You felt this fresh sense of creativity here in the first week or two. And by the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like you're able to make very profound decisions about both environment, going beyond your environment, business decisions, things that have been sort of a burden become much easier because you're seeing yourself in this first week and a half or two more in balance, in spite of the fact that you're going through a lot of changes. You're working toward this sense of very harmonious balance for yourself. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, it feels like the new feeling of love you have in your life has helped you at a lot of levels. It's certainly helped you on the long term here. Outside the circle, you have Jupiter and the Life Stone, and that's showing that a lot of this learning you're going through about emotions, about balance, about harmony, about letting go of things that didn't work in both business and other plans, and moving forward, getting back to the essence of the here and now and of love, that's going to be so empowering for you. Because beyond this three-month period, it's going to open up opportunities that you've been sort of waiting on for a while. And it feels like both emotional and business. Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yes, it does.
Good, good. Well, you got the 3 months in 3 minutes. And, Angel, you can always listen back on the archives and download them. Let people know about the show and check us all out on Psychics Gone Wild. Okay. Me and my
okay, I have a question.
Host. I'm going to let DC take the question. How's that, Miss DC?
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
DC,
hi,
this
DC.
Is Angel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and thank you. And yourself?
Oh, good, thank you. What's your question, hon?
Okay, well, eventually I'm planning on going to school for massage therapy and massaging.
Okay.
And was that my sister's planning on, like, making, like, a little business to follow my dream, because that's all I always wanted to do. And
okay.
What I want to know if I'm going to be successful on achieving my goal.
Okay. Interesting that you would say that, because the card that I drew for you, it's showing me that, like, you are, like, a natural-born teacher, you know. And it says that you do have, like, natural counseling and teaching abilities and stuff. So I think, you know, like, the line that you're considering is going to really be, like, a great line for you to go in. And I'm hearing that you should trust your inner guidance, and it's going to direct you. And if you ask the angels, they're going to help you with your training, and it's going to open, like, many, many doors for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I see that. But I also see, hon, that right now they're asking you to express yourself and awaken your psychic senses. And they see that you need to be a little bit more creative. They're asking you maybe to have, like, a more of a balance between your work and play. So they're asking you, they're saying that you have hidden talents, and they're going to help you boost your self-confidence with these activities. And they're saying that because the musical expression is your soul's means of connecting with your physical realm, you're going to gain a greater sense of divinity within yourself. So they're saying take a little time out and try to, like, sing and dance a little bit. And that will guide you on your journey. I hope that helps you a little bit, but you're definitely on the right path.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hello.
Excuse me, 802. I had the mic muted. Who are we speaking with, 802? 802, can you hear us? Oops, there we go. 802, excuse me. Can you hear us
I'm
now?
I'm here. Yes.
A couple. What's your name, my dear?
Dean.
Dean?
Dean.
All right. I'll tell you
Gene
what.
Gene with a J.
Oh, Gene. Okay.
Oh, Gene.
Yeah, my apologies. We had a couple little glitches here with Blog Talk.
That's okay. It's all love.
It's all love. In fairness of rotation, I'm going to let Dawn Mystic Haven give you some information, Gene. So, Dawn, this is Mystic. Dawn, this is Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem, honey. What
my
can I do for you?
My question is this. I'm considering moving to Australia, but I would like to know where is the best place for me to physically relocate that would be most beneficial for my spiritual path mission.
But that's the primary reason why you're going there?
No. The primary reason is love.
Oh, okay, that's sweet. Well, let me see. You know, I've never been to Australia, but I hear it's absolutely beautiful, depending on where you go.
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah. It's for love. Let me see, as far as the spiritual path. Is this more on the northern area?
You mean, like, what area would I be going to?
Yes.
I think it's Sunnyside Coast or Sunside Coast, something like that. Sunshine
Gold Coast.
I think it's the. I'm not sure. It's near Brisbane.
Where's that south? I think. I'm trying to see here.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Let me see.
I think it's called Sunshine Coast.
Okay. Well, Spirit is saying this would be a good move for you, yes. Yes. Be awful far from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. As far as the spiritual side goes, there are going to be it's not, I'm not going to say churches, communities, I guess is more the word I'm looking for, communities of people that are very much, you know, of the spiritual path. You know what I mean? You will find there will be a lot of different types of stores that are like that. With a lot of, because you're more along the lines of, are you along, like, with healing, light working, things like that?
I'm a multidimensional healer channeler.
That's what I thought, yes, because this is what it's showing. There's a lot of those communities there. There's a lot of them there. So really all you would need to do is just kind of reach out to them, and you can even do that before you go. You know, touch base with them. No, so that way when you get there, you will already have established, you know, friendships with people.
Right. And Spirit is saying it's a good move.
It is, yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Good in the ways of love, too, even though I wasn't asking that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a lot of, this is almost, it's showing almost like with an aura around this one, and it's got like a real pretty, almost like a, it's iridescent, but it's got like touches of like a beautiful like pinkish. It's not pink, but it's like a pinkish. And that, when I see that around the situation, that usually involves a lot of peace. There's a lot of peace with this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it'll be, I mean, you know, a move like that is never easy. But once, this is what I'm saying, if you contact these people ahead of time and you establish these friendships, when you go, it's not like you won't know anybody. The people will be there waiting for you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the love
right,
will be there,
here.
Too. The man will be
yes.
there. The man will
yeah.
be there.
Yeah.
But excellent. Thank you so much. That I appreciate your answers. So then I will be able to flourish over there with my
yeah.
spiritual path. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much.
Because
there are plenty of people. All you have to do is just reach out, and they will reach out back to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jean.
Thank you. And I'm hanging out in the chat room, so I'll be listening.
Okay. And speaking of the chat room, it went off a while ago, folks, so I just now got on, so I'm not watching as much as perhaps I should. Having said that, we're moving along, and we're probably going to continue some sort of rotation so we can kind of get everybody in if we can. And area code 305, you've been listening. I'm not sure you want a reading. If you do, be sure and press 1. Having said that, we're moving along to area code 601. Who are we speaking with, 601?
Hello, this is Tara.
Tara or T-A-R-A or Kara?
Tara, T-A-R-A, yes.
T-A-R-A. Do you remember, I don't know if you know Tara's theme on, what movie was that, ladies? Gone with the Wind. That's what it was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Tara. Well, how can we help you tonight, my dear?
Yeah, just wanted a reading, love reading this year.
Okay.
What do you see going on in the love life?
Okay, I'm going to let Miss DC Love take that. And if you want some more insight, let us know. DC, this is Tara from Tara.
Yeah,
Green.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Can you give me like a little information in regard to love for what you're asking?
Just do you see anybody coming in this year?
Okay.
For a love relationship, dating,
alrighty.
Or.
Okay, the first thing that I'm seeing, though, is that you have to love yourself first.
Okay.
And the angels are telling me to, like, please look at yourself, like, in a caring, non-critical way. And the more that you're, like, you start loving yourself for who you are, the greater your capacity is going to be felt by others. And it means that you have to start, like, trusting yourself and take, like, very good care of yourself. And don't worry that... you know, you're very lovable, and, you know, but you have to affirm some boundaries and spend a little time alone to get to know yourself, hon, before jumping, like, right into a relationship. And then you're going to get some, like, you know, idea of who you really are and stuff, and you're going to understand the patterns of, like, you know, what kind of love life that you want. But this will help you take responsibility for attracting, like, the relationship that you're desiring, and to heal your heart and find, like, the blessings and lessons that you've gained from, you know, each other. So it's going to help you become, like, stronger and more independent. So please be patient. And it's telling you, like, you know, you're going to learn from the past experiences that you had. And, you know, you have to, you know, like, look at the lessons that you've learned in love. But it's very important that, like, they're telling me again, please, please, like, love yourself first and prepare yourself for the next relationship, hun, or heal from one that you were in. And as you're gaining self-respect, you're going to begin to, like I said, attract more lovable people into your life. And it's going to lead to, like, a very healthy relationship. And that's what I see for you.
Okay. All right.
Hope that makes sense to you, Tara. As the one man on the show here, I will say that you women probably don't realize how complex y'all are because you're complex. And most of us men realize y'all are very complex. And sometimes, as a man, I suggest sometimes you ladies, you can't change your nature, but you can be aware of it so you don't drive yourself crazy. As DC said, the love is in you. What everybody else adds to it is only icing on the cake. So really, love yourself, number one, just like at the first Misty Caven was saying, talking about that. So, and your young girl, love yourself, turn on that radiant light, and it'll work for you better than you ever believe.
Okay. Thank you so much for your reading.
You have a good
night,
Tara. God bless
you.
Good night. Bye.
And we are moving on. Thank you, Tara, for calling in. What a beautiful name. And to all you folks, again, you can always download the archives to your computer or go listen to them. Having said that, we are moving along.
I'm on next.
Is everybody on?
Hello?
Yeah, is everybody on?
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, good. 630, just checking base with Blog Talk Radio. 630, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
And what's your name, my dear?
My name is Nia.
Nia, that's beautiful.
Nia. Thank you.
Is that N-I-A?
No, M-I-A, Mia.
Oh, Mia, excuse me. The M's and the N's get confused on distorted radio.
Yeah, it does. I talked to Mystic Haven, like, about a month ago. And
I listened to you.
Yeah, and I was talking to her about a test that I'm taking in a few more days.
I know, on Friday.
Yeah,
well,
no, Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I have you in my calendar, honey. I'm going to be sending you that energy.
Yes, thank you so much. But I've been doing what you told me. You know, remove all those fears. So I pretty much have removed the fear, but I still have some anxiety.
Awesome.
I mean, it comes and goes. But I feel pretty confident about the test. I have a feeling I'll pass it. It's just that on that day, I really don't know because of the anxiety.
No fear. No fear.
What?
Remember what I told you. When you get out of your car and you head toward that door, okay, because I have it down on my calendar what time that is, you're going to be receiving tremendous positive energy, okay, because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be sending that to you. You will
mm-hmm.
receive it, okay,
mm-hmm.
so, you know. Be afraid of that, and confidence. So when you walk through that door, when you pull that door open, you're going to walk through there and say, piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fear. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to ace this. And you will. You will.
Mm-hmm.
So no fear, honey. When anytime you feel that anxiety, you just say, oh, I don't want it. I don't want it. Universe, just here, take it. It's yours.
But also because I am an empath,
mm-hmm.
it just comes to me. I'm like a walking magnet.
Well, you can learn how to shut that off. Okay, it's almost like putting up like a protective bubble around yourself. Remember I was telling you what you do is you just see that, just wrap yourself in gold. And it's like a protective bubble, and that will help to kind of keep that away from you, you know, while you're about to do that. It will protect you. And if you want, I will send that as well.
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Send me the protective bubble as well.
Yes. Yes. So I will be sure to send all of that to you. Yes. Absolutely.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay. Don't be afraid, honey. You're going to pass this. You know what you're doing. You're prepared. You are ready. You will pass this. No fear.
Right, because on the practice exam, I do really well. I understand
right.
these material.
Yes. And you know what to expect on this. You already know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You're studying, you're working. You're going to ace it, honey.
All right.
Nina,
power of magic is very real. When I send these things, anybody will tell you that has received this. When I send out energy like this to people, they feel it because it is that strong. It is that powerful. Okay, you are going to ace this test. You're gonna do great.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
All right, no stress, no fear.
Are you on Central Time Zone?
I'm on Eastern Time Zone.
Eastern? Okay, mm-hmm. So I'll receive it before that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At noon, Thursday at noon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you.
No problem.
Well, can I just get a general reading? What my the near future looks like?
Do you want that from me, or do you want that from Gary or DC?
Angel reading, is that DC?
Yes.
Oh, can I get a message from my angel?
Sure.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
You're welcome, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is DC. How are you, hon?
I'm great. Is there a
okay.
message from my angel?
Yes, there is, in fact. They're telling me, they're showing me like a nice, beautiful, wintry scene. And they're
mm-hmm.
telling me that the answers to your prayers and your affirmations are going to be fully realized now in the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, hon, this right now is a time of completion.
Mm-hmm.
And your desires are going to be realized within, like, you know, these months. So they're just saying, like, you know, in the meantime, just like the animals and the birds, make a plan for the season. And continue working, like, towards your goals and follow all your hunches and your intuition. And they're just saying, like, you know, just take a rest in the meantime and stuff. But you're, you know, everything is going to be, like I said, it's going to come true for you, and it's going to be realized now in the winter months. So, there, you know, everything is positive.
Oh, winter months, you mean the spring coming up?
No, during the winter months. They're saying that your answers to your prayers and your affirmations are going to be realized now, like, while it's still winter.
Oh, okay, right, like right now.
Yeah, spring starts, like, the 20th of March, so before then you're going to have, like, some answers and affirmations.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
that's
from
that's
the
pretty fast.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have just around the kids, like, like, next week.
Yeah, it could be your test, Nia. Mia,
yes.
could be your test. I wanted to add one comment, Mia, because I was studied electrical engineering, and once I got into the habit of going
uh-huh.
into a test, telling myself that the stuff's already in my head, as Dawn was saying, Mr. Caven, you already know this, so program yourself to just be able to retrieve it. That takes the stress away. You're not worried about it if you know it. You're telling yourself, you're empowering yourself to retrieve it.
Yes.
Same mental, same mind, same time, same place, completely different approach. You let your brain work for you. Don't fight
mm-hmm.
what you know. Allow yourself to retrieve it. That help
mm-hmm.
you, girl?
Yes. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Honey.
Thank
Hi.
You, babe. Pass that test.
All
girl.
Right. Yes,
Over.
I'll call back, Dawn. I'll call back
yes.
when after I take the
yes,
test.
You let,
talk,
yes, you let
talk
know.
To you later.
All right, honey.
All right.
We're rooting for you, girl. Have a good night. Great to have you on, Mia. We are moving along to area code 352. We've got a lot of callers. We're going to try and get a little bit, see if we can get to everybody here. 352, can you hear us? Area code 352. Are you there? 352? Okay, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kathy.
It's Kathy. How are you, my dear?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. What would you like? A general reading? You have some specific questions? You want to choose who to go to or what's on your mind, my dear?
Yeah, general reading, Mystic Haven, mainly about love life.
Mystic Haven, okay. You have it.
Okay, love life. What in particular, honey?
I was in a relationship for 3 years with a man, and we broke up, and I'm just wondering if we'll get back together.
Let me see here. All right, well, was this a recent breakup?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, well, first rule of thumb, as I'm trying to get this from Spirit here, exes are exes for a reason. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, always remember that. Let me see here. A lot of fighting, looked like not just, ooh. This wasn't going very well for you.
It wasn't for a long time, and then it was good, and then all of a sudden it was, like, gone.
Yeah. Well, Spirit is saying on this one, honey, and this is coming from Spirit, okay? Spirit is saying, let this one go.
Okay.
This is what Spirit is saying, let this one go. Okay? And usually when that happens, it's almost to protect you so that you're not repeating a same pattern, okay? Excuse me. But also to look back on how, you know, what that situation was, what it revolved around, and ask yourself, all right, what did I learn from that? Okay, because Spirit is saying it's a learning process here. But
right.
It's not something that should be repeated. Okay? As far as somebody new coming in, trying to see. He looks to be a little bit older, very light hair, almost like a blonde is what it looks like. Oh, like just light hair is what I'm seeing on this one. Not until they're showing the fall colors again, so probably not until September. October is what I'm feeling on this one. First name may be John or James, starts with a J. John or James is what I'm on this one. So this past one, it's time to just let go of that, move on, but look at what did you learn from that so that it's not repeated.
Okay.
Because, you know, any relationship that we have with anybody, it is a learning process, you know, especially if it's something that doesn't work out. All right, what did I learn from that? And, you know, I want to make sure I don't repeat that. You know, that was hard enough the first time. And this is what Spirit is stressing. So there is going to be somebody new coming in, but in the meantime, you know, before you meet this new one, kind of heal from this last one and just let go. You know, just let it go. Right? Because remember, like I said, exes are exes for a reason.
Right.
Sometimes it can be worked out. Sometimes it's better to just walk away and move on, move forward, okay? Because you can't really move on with somebody else until you let go of, you know, the past.
Right. You're right. Okay.
Okay, so that's what they're showing on this. And so there is going to be somebody new, but not until fall. But in the meantime, work on yourself. Work on forgiveness as well. Okay, not just part of yourself as well. Okay?
Okay.
So that's
okay, thank you.
And Kathy?
Yeah.
Kathy?
Yes.
You still there?
Yeah, okay.
We've got three more callers, so you have time. Let DC Love, because her name is Love and she knows about love. DC, why don't you add some comments to that? But before you do, I want to let you know that 561-510 and live will be getting to you too. So stay with us, folks. Be patient. DC, you want to add to some information, Dawn?
Yeah, I'm on the same page with Dawn, and I'm seeing, like, forgiving and also learning. And you have to release and heal from the past. And the experience that you had, you know, you have to let that go. And you're going to have, like, more love coming. But, like, right now is, like, a learning time. It's forgiving and learning. And you've been hurt, and you don't want to be hurt, like, again. So the angels are going to guide you, honey, and they're going to create, like, barriers. And they're going to allow, like, new love into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to change, like, so that you can have, like, a healthier relationship pattern, you know? But right now, like, in the present, you have to detoxify from your past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any, like, old anger or unforgiveness and stuff that you're holding on to, honey, they're asking you to please, like, you know, let go of it and forgive yourself as well. And if you call upon the angels, they're going to definitely be there, and they're going to help you release your past. And they'll clear, like, away any heaviness in your heart so that you can have happiness again. I mean, that's what I see. I hope that helped a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kathy?
Yes?
Still there, Kathy? I wanted to add one comment. I had a very good mother. I'm very lucky. I had 6 brothers, 7 boys, and my mom was a queen. And she used to tell me when I was a kid, and you'll have to interpret it any way you want to, but she used to say, a woman can give her love an infinite number of ways, and it will always be one. And I think that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, you can read it any way you want, but it's just, I've never heard another woman say that, and she was very wise about that, dealing with 7 sons and a testosterone pumped up father. We had a lot of testosterone in my house, and she was grace and style. And so she always taught us, her sons, and I hope to extend to a lot of you ladies, realize the beauty you are. It starts in y'all. Y'all give birth. Y'all are love. Y'all are family. I know you got a lot of emotional complications, but sometimes look at yourself for how good you are. Really. Do you understand?
Yeah, I was going to say, I always give 110% to all of my relationships, and unfortunately, it usually ends up biting me for it.
Well, that's where you look at these things, honey.
Hope that helps you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. It does. Thank you very much.
God bless
you,
girl.
Here, Kathy.
Bless you, too.
Have a good night, and to all you folks, you can always check us out. We can certainly cover more in a 30-minute reading than we can in a 3-minute reading. You can find out about Miss DC Love, Miss Mystic Haven, and myself, Gary Wimmer, on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Now, we are moving along, and this is area code 561. We will follow that with 510 and with a number that just shows up as live. 561, can you hear us? 561, are you there? Yes.
Hi, Gary.
What's your name?
How are you?
What's your name, my dear?
Lena. Lena from Florida.
Lena?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty name, my dear. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I've been working at a job, and it's just not going well. And I'm looking for another one, and I want to see and you see a new job coming up for me, because the people I'm working for are just... I don't know. It's just not a good fit for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take the first part, and we'll see if we can get both DC and Dawn to make a couple quick comments. I'll drop these stones for you, and I will tell you what I see, and I'll focus on job. And then, like I said, we'll get a couple quick comments from both the other ladies. We've got about 30 minutes left, and we're going to try and get to everybody. So, area code live, 315-973. Stay with us. And 510. Having said that, Lena, I use these 16 stones, and all you have to do is say drop, my dear, and I'll tell you what I see, okay? Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay, you're ready to go. Well, it actually feels like you are ready to go, because there's been a lot of changes, and this is part of the thing with your job. I can see where Uranus has affected your plans. It's throwing things off base and so forth. But in this first couple weeks, you're getting a lot of strength because of this. This is like setting your determination in line so you can move up scale to a better job. Now, that takes a little bit of time, but it feels like the first thing you're doing in this next week or two is rather than get more upset about this, is get more determined about where you want to go, about how you want to get there, about a new feeling of commitment, because it feels like it helps you both emotionally with love, with your feelings, and with your plans here in the next couple of weeks as you almost like visualize yourself as, okay, this is a transition, not going to be stuck here forever, things are going to open up. And not only do they does this give you a new emotional foundation, it helps you start taking the next steps toward finding that job, whether it's resumes or communicating with people or so forth. And a lot of what you're learning in this period, and you'll notice this a lot from about the fourth to the sixth week, it's really clearing out a lot of doubt, frustration, and anger you have. And that's going to be very helpful for you, because from the ninth to the 12th week on, I see you having a lot of success. It feels like your communication skills are so much better. Your ability to break out of a mold mentally, spiritually, and career-wise are getting a lot better. And by the end of this three-month period, I actually think you're going to be a sense, feeling of balance and harmony and creativity and the good employment that's probably better than you see right now. Be patient. But more than anything, see yourself as a winner. That's where you're going. Don't let the frustration add on to the weight. Let the magnificence of who you are drive you. And I mean that seriously, really. DC, do you want to add some to that?
I'm seeing also Archangel Michael is coming in and asking you, please, honey, to take your time making a decision that you've been asking about a situation, and there's like a little bit of confusion or like indecision, and please don't like rush in, like into anything. And there's no need to force like anything right now, because like the opportunity is not going to go away if you don't jump on it immediately, and others will wait for you. And it's your decision, and your best course of action is to slow down right now and take your time. But I also see that you do have the power to see things from a higher perspective. And I'm seeing the angels like they're handing you like an invisible pair of wings, and they're going to allow you to swiftly like bring the circumstances into alignment for your higher purpose. And this is a sign that your waiting is over, and your hard work is going to pay off. So you do have the ability to reach for the stars and find one with your name on it. So the angels are just waiting to help you, hon. So they're telling you, spread your wings and soar.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with all that. Absolutely. And you have to remember, too, honey, if there is something in your life that you do not like, you change it. You take the steps that you need to take to change it, but do so with wisdom. So I have to agree with DC on this. Instead of just, you know, abruptly, you know, just jumping, you know, to something else that could turn out to be worse than what you have now, if you look into other areas, look into what it is you really want to do, because Spirit is showing also school on this one. There's an opportunity there to go back to school. Okay.
I have been in school for 4 years.
Okay, well, there you go. So just, you know, be steady with that. You know what I mean? Things will fall into place. I mean, a lot of times we might have jobs that, you know, I know in the past I may have had a couple of jobs here and there that I didn't care for, but I knew that they were almost like stepping stones. And I learned from them, not just the jobs themselves, but the people that I worked with. And I learned how to kind of work with their personalities, because everybody is different. You know, but if you really want to make that change, do so with caution, but do so with wisdom. You know what I mean? Make sure where you want to go is you're taking the proper steps to get there.
Do you think they're trying to drive me out? Do you think, because it seems like they're trying to set me up to fire me?
Well, now, if you feel that they're trying to do that, then this is the time that we need to start taking those steps, you know, to look
that
into
happens.
Something else.
That happened. I know as soon as I started.
Okay.
I knew as soon as I started the first week, I wasn't gonna. It wasn't what I wanted.
Oh, okay. What field are you looking for?
Accounting. I mean, I have a while to go before my degree is completed, so.
Okay.
I'm just trying. This is the field I was in. I was in property management. I was in office management. I mean, I took a very entry-level job. I'm capable of more, and these people know this.
Yeah. So you're kind of feeling that what you're doing right now is kind of beneath you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let me see what the spirit shows anything on this one here. Other than what was already shown. Okay, have you sent out a lot of resumes?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be hearing from a couple of them, not all of them, but you are going to be hearing from a couple within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to have a couple of interviews coming up. excuse me. How you present yourself is going to be the major impact. Okay. As far as like your attitude, you know, the level of interest type of thing. Okay. They're going to be good interviews, and it's going to be more along the areas. Two of them in particular are going to be impressed that you are going to school, and they will work with you around that. So basically, you will be able to kind of pick and choose which ones you want to go to, but it's within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they are coming up, so don't just, you know, quit your job. You don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
No, I can't do so.
Okay. So just kind of, you know, just kind of bear with it for a little bit. If somebody barks at you or is mean to you, you know what you do? You just smile. Just smile.
Amen.
You know, like people like to get underneath my skin, like they're trying to, you know, get a reaction from me. Almost, I don't know. It's just very bizarre. It's like all these people are against me.
But Lena, you always get the choice how you're going to react. You
Thank
can't
you.
Control what other people do, but you can choose how you're going to react. And if you don't know how to react, take a breath for a second and think about it. Don't be drawn in.
Yeah.
You know, don't play the sucker game. Believe in yourself.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. No, I don't play into their games. And I think they're childish games. I've never
seen Start setting your mind on evolving above it. And start setting your mind not on what screwed up yesterday or 5 minutes ago, but where you're going to go in the future. Because you have control over the future. You have no control over the past. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Start thinking that way, girl. It'll help you. Just start thinking that way first. That's the first feeling I was thinking of. See yourself as good. See yourself as what you have to offer. Not what screwed up, but how you're going to make yourself a bundle of roses and present that to the universe. And then you start seeing that more consistently. And I think DC Love and Mystic Haven both agree that it all starts within yourself. Believe in yourself, and then it'll prove itself that it's worth your time.
Yeah, I think I'm above this place.
You probably are. Time to think about moving on, but do it in your head first and take into thought what both DC and Mystic Haven said. And if you want, my dear, you can call back. I mean, you can listen back on the archives. You go back to the show on Blog Talk Radio site. You can go online and download the session. And you can listen to it. Okay. Stay happy, Lena. Believe in yourself, girl. Okay? Well, we made that disconnected. God bless you, girl. We are on to Eric. Code
5-1. Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with? What's your name, my dear?
This is Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
What a beautiful name. I tell you what, Tasha,
you.
I'm going to let DC Love give you some insight, and then Dawn, and then if you want some more, I'll be glad to help you. DC, why don't you help Tasha here?
Hi, Tasha. The phone cut out. I didn't hear. Did you ask a question, hon?
I want to know about my current love life and see where it's heading, where it's going.
Okay, your current, I couldn't hear you, your current?
Love life, see where it's heading.
Oh,
where
your love
where...
life. Okay, sure, hon. Well then. Okay, Tasha, the card that I pulled for you, hon, it's saying that it's calling in your soulmate, and your prayers, your affirmations, and visualizations help bring that together. And they're saying, like, soulmates, these are people with whom you've shared time in heaven with and in other lives. In other words, your soul, like, made an agreement to meet in this lifetime, and it was for the purpose of mutual spiritual growth. So you have you've had, like, many such agreements with various peoples who are all, like, your soulmates, and they may even include, like, some of your friends, your family members, your coworkers, and some romantic partners. Mm-hmm. And it also indicates that for you to actively call your romantic soulmate into your life. And you can do this through prayers and affirmations, or you could do it through a visualization. And it says it also means, like, you have to work on yourself a little bit, though, and then you're gonna see the qualities that you want in your partner. So they're telling me that, you know, like people like attract. So you're gonna attract whatever part of your soulmate that, you know, is calling to you, hon. That's what I see. John, do you have any other?
Well, what you have a specific question, honey? What is it?
I want to know where is my current relationship going with your
fiance. What is your sign and his sign?
My sign is Cancer and his is Virgo.
His is Virgo?
Yes.
Oh, that's a pretty good combination, actually. Is this a fairly new relationship?
Well, we've been together almost 3 years in October.
Right, but, I mean, as far as there seems to be, it's almost like a new form of communication between the two of you. It's like something has shifted. You know what I mean? It's almost like it was given like a shot of positive energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's something that's different that had changed. Just within the last 3 months is what is showing on this one. Is there something that you're concerned about?
I want to know because Spirit, tell me where is it long term or what? That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what Spirit has to say on that relationship.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it was showing like doubt. There's some kind of a doubt going on there. I'm looking to see if there's any major issues here. You seem to be having some doubts about him.
He's the one that's having doubts that's making me have doubts.
Okay.
That's what it is, because he's like, one minute he feel like he could trust me, next minute he feel like he can't trust me because we're at a distance from each other.
Right.
He feel like if I'm in his purple vision, he can trust me. If I'm not, he feel like he can't trust me because I don't know who's in his head, whoever he's around.
When we're together,
our relationship is good.
Right, okay. Well, that would explain the doubt then that I keep saying on this one. A lot of times when things like this happen, honey, it surrounds some form of insecurity. Yes. Okay. And 9 times out of 10, if somebody, you know, one person in a relationship starts doing things like this for whatever reason, they are becoming insecure. Okay. It could be, you know, a trust issue. It could be, you know, something maybe they're doing, and they're, you know what I mean? That's not always the case, you know, but it's usually around some form of insecurity. Communication, again, is a big part of this. Okay, now, there doesn't seem to be a real problem as far as that goes, but you need to keep that going to find out, all right, look, What is it that you're afraid of, and what can we do? Because we don't want this doubt in the relationship. It doesn't need to be there, because overall it is a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, communication. Okay?
So
big
thing. Do you see it going long term for me and you?
Yes. I mean, as long as you guys keep that, you know, it's just like a little bump, because I don't see that being a problem before. It didn't seem to really be an issue before.
So will he get over that insecurity? Because my oldest son, he can't deal with the fact that he's so insecure. He likes to argue with me over that.
Right, right.
He's like, I don't see it working. I'm like, it may work. I don't know, Jake.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you got to find the root of what the problem is. Why is he all of a sudden feeling so insecure? You know what I mean? You know, I don't feel that it's anything that you are doing in particular. But sometimes people, they just, you know, they reach a certain point in a relationship, and sometimes it just kind of kicks in for no particular reason. But, excuse me, I'm still trying to get over this cold.
There's no other woman is no other woman in the picture that has some feeling like that?
I'm not being shown that.
Okay.
I'm not being shown that. Sometimes this is just something that I've seen it a million times. Sometimes it'll just show up and then it'll go, but you got to talk it out.
Okay.
Talk it out. Okay, you guys can work through it. Patience.
Okay.
But do it with love. Find out what it is that, you know, ask him, you know, okay, is there something that I can do to help you get over this insecurity? Because there's no reason for it. Because there isn't. And vice versa. So there might be things, you know, that maybe he can do to help you feel better. It's a give and take. But you got to keep the lines of communication open. Because, I mean, they're showing, you know, staying together, but you got to, you know, it's like any relationship. It needs work. All relationships
need work.
So don't be afraid to talk. Okay?
Okay.
Hope that helps you, Tasha.
Okay.
God bless you, girl. Have a good evening. And relationships always takes two to tango. In any relationship, one person can only do the best they can. What you said, Dawn, is so true. What DC Love talks about, communication, that's the key to everything in life. So don't be afraid to communicate. We've got about 6 more minutes, so we're probably going to move fast these last 6 minutes. Won't be able to get all you late callers. But we do have someone here whose name only shows up as live. Can you hear me? Live.
Yes. Hi, Gary. Hi, Mystic Haven. Hey, DC Love.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Bonnie,
how are you, my dear?
Yes. Hi, how are you guys?
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I would like to try a litmus reading.
Okay, I will do that for you. And Bonnie, we appreciate you and all you callers calling in for tonight for Psychics Gone Wild. And remember, Bonnie, and all you folks, you can go download the archives, listen to the show again, listen to your part of it or whatever. And you can also find out more about both DC Love, Mystic Haven, and myself on Psychics Gone Wild. A little bit of Hook 'em Horns thrown in there. Meanwhile, I'm charging these stones up. There is a little static in the phone, so we'll just have to deal with that. Bonnie, it might be you. Can't quite tell. But
okay.
Having said that, Bonnie, I've got these 16 stones, and they're nice and warm and have your name in them. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
All right, girl. Okay, well, wow, you have a lot of things going on right now with first of all, finishing up a healing process that's bringing you a lot of luck in the first week or so, and it's also stretching you out to where you see luck beyond your present circumstances. So it feels like in the future you're getting a lot of lucky things happening to yourself. And the reason is, right in the center here, you have the Sun Stone next to the Commitment Stone, Uranus, Venus, Jupiter, the Play Stone, and Mars all right in the center. So there's a lot of energy around you that's both supporting you, driving you crazy, giving you good things, giving you bad, not bad things, but like making you question things, making you reorganize things, making you establish new goals for yourself, giving you a lot of new, fresh ideas and purposefulness, directing you in terms of communication and decision-making, both about relationships and about career and about yourself and your goals. So all this is happening in the first week or two because it's almost like you're reevaluating things. You've cleared out a lot of things in the past, and you're really ready for life to move forward in a very favorable way for yourself. So that's why you're looking at all these things and reevaluating them and putting them in a perspective that allows you just by the second and third week to realize, wow, I'm doing okay. You've created a lucky cycle for yourself. You're feeling a lot of success. You're feeling a lot more power around your environment, around whether it's opportunities or jobs, that sort of thing. So don't be too thrown off course if there feels like a lot of change. It's helping you like look at a lot of different possibilities of how to see things, of how to feel, of how to decide about your life and about what's important to you as far as commitments and business and plans. Because by the second and into the third week here, because of a big storm brewing in a way and a lot of energy, it's going to help you make a lot of good decisions. It's going to help you analyze things in a way and restructure, reorganize a whole lot of things by the fourth and fifth week, such that by the sixth and seventh week here, You've got this new feeling in your life. Ooh, someone's pretty loud there. You've got this new feeling in your life of just feeling empowered, of feeling emotionally strong, of feeling direction back in your life. So that's why there's a little bit of a shakeup now, because it's going to spur you on to new heights and new visions and new empowerment. And by the eighth and ninth week here, both emotionally, in terms of love, and in terms of what you've learned, how much you've healed yourself, you're going to find yourself probably more empowered than you've been in a while. So the little bit of shake-up you've been through, the changes you're still feeling, they're actually going to be very helpful for you. Go with them. They're giving you more opportunities and ways to think of things. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I tell you what, we are just about out of time, but I'm going to let 30 seconds for DC Love to add to that and 30 seconds for Dawn. DC Love, 30 seconds. What do we have to add to Bonnie's
Archangel Michael is saying that she's living her life's purpose, and I see perfect timing that it's the right time for her to move forward, and I see that the color turquoise is going to help her to communicate and to build confidence in her abilities. So when you think of, you know, any questions regarding work or anything, either wear the color turquoise or hold a piece of turquoise, and it's going to help you on your path.
Oh,
God,
yes,
bless you.
Got a turquoise stone on my finger.
Dawn, won't you add 30 seconds to that?
Yep, everything that they're saying, sweetheart, is absolutely true. You're on the right path.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's my third?
Bonnie, we're just about out of time for tonight's show, but call back for next week's show. And I wanted to thank my hosts and all you callers for calling in. God bless y'all. Come back next Monday. Dawn, DC, what a pleasure to be with you, ladies. God
you
bless both of you.
And we love all you guys. Please stay in contact.
Amen. Amen. And come back next week, folks. PsychicsGoingWild.com, Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Going Wild. Dawn, DC,
yep.
God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Oh,
love you.
Have a good week,
love
everybody.
You guys. Bye.
Love
Bye.
Y'all.